The state held a successful lease sale that included more than 36,000 acres of land on the southern flank of Mount Spur for developing geothermal energy. KBBI's Mike Mason has the details.
Wednesday's Mount Spur geothermal lease sale was only the third such sale in the state's history, and the State Division of Oil and Gas is characterizing the sale as very successful. The sale brought in over $3.5 million, and all of the 16 tracts offered received bids. Ormat Technologies was the highest bidder for all but one of the tracts. Ormat is considered the leading geothermal developer in the United States. Paul Thompson is the company's director of policy and business development. He says Ormat believes there's a great potential at Mount Spur and is anxious to get started exploring that potential.
We're going to send our resource team and geologists out to Alaska to evaluate it, look at, you know, all of the variables, economic factors and so forth, and then decide, really try to define the resource, the area we want to develop first, and look at trying to gather as much information and evidence that we can and that we need to start drilling swim holes and things to prove the resource.
Thompson believes the actual field work at Mount Spur will begin sometime next spring. Ormat Technologies designs, develops, owns, and operates geothermal power plants across the world. They currently operate power plants in the U.S., Guatemala, Kenya, and Nicaragua. Chris Rose is the executive director of the Renewable Energy Alaska Project. He says the lease sale will lead to more geothermal exploration of the Mount Spur area.
The work that's been done thus far at Mount Spur was quite a while ago, and it was mostly surface work, geochemical, geotechnical work. And my hope is that Ormat will go in there and finish up what other surface exploration they need to do before they actually do some drilling, because we need to have some exploratory drilling over in that area to find out exactly what the resource is.
Rose noted that Ormat Technologies is a member of the Renewable Energy Alaska Project and has a history in the state of Alaska. The company supplied 100 remote gate valve power systems used on the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, and the first geothermal unit developed by Ormat was for the University of Alaska Fairbanks for use at the Manly Hot Spring. Rose says a Mount Spur geothermal project could be part of a larger series of renewable energy projects on the west side of Cook Inlet.
There are several projects that are being considered, including Lake Chacachamba. And if Mount Spur is developed and or Chacachamba is developed, they can share that transmission line. So Spur is one of those interlocking pieces of potentially much larger renewable energy development on the west side of Cook Inlet that could benefit the whole rail belt.
The leases that will be awarded later this month or in early October are 10 years in length with an option for another 5 years. Kathy Means is a natural resource manager in the state's lease sales and lease administration unit. She confirms that the leases include certain milestones that must be met by the leaseholders.
The first one is submitting a plan of operations for doing exploration, and we will be monitoring that progress to make sure that they are doing the exploration in accordance with their plan.
Wednesday's geothermal lease sale included state-owned lands along the southern flank of Mount Spur, and the sale area is located about 40 miles west of the village of Tyonek. Wednesday's sale was the third such sale in Alaska history. However, the sales in 1983 and 1986 never resulted in the development of a geothermal project. In Homer, I'm Mike Mason.